Now, the hardest part about gratitude for most people is the understanding that you have to also be grateful when things don't show up. And you have to learn, this is the toughest part, you have to learn to be grateful for that which you don't have and for the suffering that you are going through and for the experiences of scarcity that seem to be present in your life. Because in essence, until you can be grateful in these moments and understand that you can't have sobriety, generally speaking, without having known its opposite. Everything in the physical plane has its opposite. People who have been through addictions generally know and appreciate and are grateful for those addictions when they transcend them. You won't find very many alcoholics who are in recovery who will say, "I resent my addiction days." Instead, what they say is, "They were the greatest teachers I ever had. And I couldn't be where I am today without having had those." Now, this is true for all of our experiences. When people say to me, can you really say that you are grateful that your father walked out of your life when you were just a baby? Can you really say that the time that he spent in prison, and the time, the fact that he never sent any money, and the fact that you had to spend early years in foster homes and so on, and away from the rest of your family, can you really say that you're grateful for that? I say, my father was my greatest teacher. I never met the man. But without my experience of learning to rely upon myself as a young boy, I couldn't, as a grown man, be teaching self-reliance today. Couldn't do it. Because to learn to rely upon yourself is something that you have to have the direct conscious experience of. And when you've had it, then you can teach it. And I'm grateful for it. I was having dinner last night with my oldest daughter, Tracy, and I was thinking about her mother and I, who have been divorced for 20, 25 years now. And I was telling Tracy at dinner that your mother, even though we didn't agree and didn't get along, your mother was one of the great people in my life. There are many qualities that both of us could look at in her, and she can look at in me, certainly, and say, these are the reasons why it didn't work. But you can also do the opposite. You can look at this person and say, but look at these qualities. Look at the honesty. Look at the integrity. Look at these things and remember that. And my experience being married to my daughter's mother, to Judy, those many years ago, when I was a young boy, it seems like, taught me how to be not only a better husband later on and a better father, but it gave me direct experiences of being able to transcend my own pettiness and my own inability to relate at a level that I am able to do today. Without that, I couldn't be where I am today. I've often said to people, I am what is called a reverse paranoid. You know, when you ask someone, what is a paranoid? Well, a paranoid thinks that everybody is talking about you and that they're saying terrible things about you. And a reverse paranoid is someone who knows that everybody's talking about you, but they're saying nice things about you. So when you walk by and someone said, are they talking about me? You say, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't they be? And this attitude of being able to be grateful, not just for the things that are manifesting and showing up in your life, but for the things that don't show up and for those experiences, when you get to a point where in this moment I can now say, okay, it didn't show up and there's a great lesson in this, and I'll get that lesson, and then I'll stop the blockage of abundance flowing into my life. That's what gratitude is. It is the free expression of the heart to the fullness of the universe, and an understanding that you're not going to get it all, that you are it all already. You are it all already. That divine, organizing, omniscient, all-loving, unconditional loving God is in you already. and everything that you need to be peaceful, to have love, to be successful, you already have in this moment. You don't need one thing more. Anything else that shows up is just a bonus from the universe. And you ought to be grateful for all of it, including that which doesn't. In order to be able to move to the next level, generally speaking, you first experience a fall. In order to be able to move to the next level, spiritual advancements are usually preceded by a fall of one kind or another. And in order to generate the energy to get to a higher place, you must first experience a fall. It's like when I was a high jumper on the track team, I would run up to the bar and I would get down as low as I could get, and then I would, by the process of getting down low, I could propel myself to a higher level. That's the metaphor. And you have to be grateful for those falls.